When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Taylor Horton Tucker, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Steps back for three. He hit again! THT with a little TNT!
Your Utah Jazz had a chance to play spoiler against the Denver Nuggets Tuesday night, having won 15 of the last 16 at home against the defending champs. While they certainly made Jokic and Co. sweat it out, the shorthanded Jazz ran out of steam by the fourth quarter, falling for the 13th straight game in a 111-95 loss. Jazz Nation, I'm Will Trubshaw, and this is a Jazz Game Rewind. It would have taken a gargantuan effort to knock off Denver. That goes without saying. Especially when Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray each score 28 points, and the Jazz available leading scorer is Keontae George. But after taking a punch in the mouth in that opening quarter, the Jazz got themselves right back in the game thanks to a big night from Talen Horton-Tucker. THT put together a monster second quarter, scoring 14 of his 24 points and arguably his best showing of the season.
Horton Tucker driving hard to the rack, layup good. Talen Horton Tucker resets. Horton Tucker now has Murray on him. He'll shoot a three over the top. It's good. 18 for Talen Horton Tucker. He's got 21 tonight. Steps back for three. He hit again! THT with a little TNT!
And speaking of standout games, how about Omer Yurtseven and Lukas Samanić, each recording double-doubles with Yurtsevens of the 20-10 variety.
Yurtseven rolling to the basket, wide open miscommunication by Denver, and he dunks it home. Keontae, hook pass over the top to Samanić, his three rattles in. Bumping and backing Samanić, drop stepping off the window and in. Ricochets off three guys, Yurtseven picks it up. Hooks it up and in like it's a hot potato and it counts.
Thanks to the efforts of this trio, the Jazz kept it close throughout most of the second and third quarters and used an 11-2 run to get to the closest they'd been all game in the winning moments of the third period. David Locke and Ron Boone take us inside the third quarter action as the Jazz cut it to three.
Stay Samanić home on the strong.
Blows by Porter Jr. to the rack, right hand rim rocker. Jazz within six, 71-65. Jazz are shooting at the pigeon right now, and the pigeon is Michael Porter Jr.
Well, they know that Jokic is not a shot blocker there as well.
Here comes Murray, right side on the handoff from Jokic for a three. That combination so deadly, 74-65. Jamal's got 18. He leads all Denver scorers along with Jokic. Samanić driving on the same play. This time Caldwell Pope, who's all defensive team caliber, cuts him off. Kick out to Keontae. Catch and shoot three from the right wing is good. And Utah is huffing and puffing. Let's see if they can blow the house down. Denver has struggled miserably in this building. Yurtseven in the lane. Right hand push shot good. Jazz have cut it to eight. Timberwolves fans begin to wonder, is it possible that Utah, with this upstart group without their main players, could stun the Nuggets tonight? Double team on Jokic. Ball knocked away by Baisley, picked up by Horton Tucker. Lob to the basket, Baisley catches underneath with two for it. Horton Tucker slides to Yurtseven to the basket, he's fouled. Jokic, right hand drive on Yurtseven. Horton Tucker comes and strips it away. Another turnover, fast break. And Baisley catches it down low. And a defender goes flying over the top of him, and it's a foul on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I thought I heard a whistle. Free throw by Baisley's good. Jokic catches, drops, recovers, hooks it up and in. Here it's 80-74 Denver. Jazz within six, 1:40 to play. Horton Tucker through the lane, shows the basketball. Caldwell-Pope grabs at it and ties him up and in.
And there it is again. Bring it down. They're going for the, not the strip, the slapping at the basketball. They're trying to grab the ball out of your hands.
So Minnesota has won. Oklahoma City has won. Denver needs a win to match before their battle for number one tomorrow night at the Ball Arena in Denver.
Okay,
and the Jazz are battling them. It's 80-74 Denver.
So tell me about the Kings, though, that they're losing the 34, the Lakers, and they're tied.
Three ball, Horton Tucker nailed it. It's a three-point game, and they're short on oxygen in Denver right now. Could the curse of the Delta Center play again on the Nuggets?
The fourth quarter started out right for the Jazz as they continued to hang around. That is, until Jamal Murray entered clutch mode, as he so often does. We turn again to Locke and Boone as the Nuggets slam the door in the Jazz face.
Bumping and backing Samanich, drop-stepping off the window and in. Utah cuts it to seven. Jokic is back in. Jamal Murray's back in. Denver's got to play their studs the whole way. Jamal Murray was on a minutes restriction when the night started. He's not anymore. Here's Jokic, bumping and backing. Jazz bring a double. Jokic loses the ball. Turnover, Jazz with a steal. Down by seven, 5:51 to play in the fourth. Here's Horton Tucker. In and out right hand dribble, explodes to the rack, forgot the ball.
And that double team came, the third guy removed, which was different than they did in the first half.
Jazz have turned it over just 13 times tonight. It's Jamal Murray. Pick and roll with Jokic. Rise and fire three. Good. Back up by eight. There's only two combinations in the NBA that have run more pick and rolls than those two. Trae Young and Clint Capella and Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert. Baisley, three ball off the left side of the rim. Flying in is the young athletic Watson, who's rebounds and long outlet to Murray. He's unmarked. He'll fire the three. He'll hit. One of the NBA's truly best clutch players, Jamal Murray, puts the Nuggets up by 13 with five to play. And he gets better when it's playoff time. As we saw in the bubble, Juzang, left corner three, missed it. Samanich rebound. Samanich puts it on the deck. Hook shot. Good. Luka Samanich, 12 points, 8 rebounds. Talked to Michael Malone after our press conference today. We went back to the bubble, relived all those late minutes of Game 7 together. Michael Malone had an interesting one. He said, you know, you remember, we surprised the Jazz with full court pressure out of a timeout, and they had to waste a timeout so that when Torrey Craig took the shot he shouldn't take, it allowed the Jazz, remember the Nuggets are up one. Torrey Craig goes to lay it up, which he doesn't need to do. Gobert rebounds and outlets to Conley. The Jazz don't have any timeouts left. Conley's three goes deep in the cup, pops out. Michael's like, I just don't know what would have happened. For both sides, how would the world been different? 101-90, Jamal Murray, two in a row, three in a row. He bounces up and down on his left leg as he fires with his right hand. Looks over at fellow Canadian Scott Morrison and has put the Nuggets up by 14.
Just one game remains on the Jazz home schedule and three overall as the regular season nears to a close. Tickets are still available for the home finale on Thursday against the Houston Rockets. Get them now at utahjazz.com so you don't miss the 7 p.m. tip as the Jazz say farewell to Delta Center for the 23-24 season. That does it for this episode of Jazz Game Rewind. For everyone at Jazz Radio, I'm Will Trumpshaw saying so long and see you Thursday.